Even though it's good, can it be better? Gurgate Daily Brief number 145 for Tuesday, January the 29th, 2019. Can you believe it? We are closing in on the end of the month already. It's unbelievable how fast the year is already passing us by. Beliefs drive actions. Some choose to believe that when something is working good enough, it's all right. Leave it alone. Let's not mess with it. No need to improve it. Others of us, both hands are in the air. Others of us choose to believe that everything can be improved. I have an additional belief, and my additional belief is that it's way more fun to pursue making it better than it is to sit back and rely on it continuing to work reasonably well. I just don't enjoy the status quo. Pressing to make things better, it's just way more fun. My name is Randy Cantrell. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. The website is growgreat.com. Please visit it if you choose. Lots of ways to connect with me. Lots of cool stuff over there. Lots of podcast episodes. Lots of resources and stuff to help you and your leadership in your small business. What do you believe? The specifics of your business are always changing. Try keeping up with strategies and tactics. Go ahead. Make a career out of it if you choose to. It's impossible. People will always chase tools. And chasing tools is for fools. Chasing improvement is not. But tools do improve things, you may argue. Yeah, they can. They can, but not necessarily. So be careful what you fall in love with. The safe money bets on constant improvement. Sometimes subtle tweaks can pay off big. Sometimes big projects backfire and cost us thousands of dollars. Just press for improved results. Don't get fancy. Now, I'm not anti-tools. Sometimes they're necessary. Sometimes they make a big difference, but not necessarily. Find the speed bumps in your operation. There are constraints in your business, those roadblocks, or at least speed bumps that slow things down. So somewhere in your organization, in your operation, work is slowed down or work is stopped. Start looking for those. Identify those things and figure them out. Find out why it's happening. The first rule of business is to fix what ails you. But that's an improvement. It's a major improvement. Fix what ails you. Go ahead. Ask your people. Ask your people where they're stuck. Ask them why they're stuck. What are we doing that's a royal pain in your butt? Be specific. It can be something as innocuous as people having to enter a customer's information twice during some transaction. Hey, when you call customer service, did you ever wonder why the agent needs your name, your account number, a PIN number maybe, or a phone number? That's the big one. And then minutes later, they ask you for the phone number again. You know why, don't you? Their system is asking for the phone number in two different areas, two different screens perhaps, because their leadership is too inept to figure out they need to change that. They need the system to either auto-populate the second phone number field with the first, or they don't even need the second one. But nobody's paying attention. And so day after day, these poor agents are stuck asking customer after customer after customer, can I have your phone number, please? And then not just minutes later saying, yeah, may I have your phone number, please? You don't think that agent's going to memorize your phone number the first time, do you? Of course not. Hello, speed bump. How are you doing today? It may also be some major safety issue that nobody is watching until some disaster happens. Don't wait for that. Go hunt down these issues and problems. None are too small. Find them. Find them all. And do not stop looking. And when you think you have found them all, start over again. It's like cycle counting inventory. You count all the inventory. You go day after day. We're going to count these things today, and tomorrow we'll count those things. And by the time you get done, you know what you do? Yeah, you start all over again. You're going to do the exact same thing with these. You're never done. Commit to the effort. You will not fix them all at once. Vet them. Yeah, vet them. Figure out the ones that absolutely must be fixed pronto. Things like safety. Things like customer experience issues. And, well, there are some others that could go for top billing. You'll figure those out. Things like idiotic processes that take longer than necessary. Yeah, you're going to have those too. Okay, those they can come later. But get to them. And get to them all in quick order. Communicate to the people. Let them know what you're doing. Let them know why. Get the dialogue opened up. Keep it open. Ask better questions as time goes on. You will get better at asking people, what's going on? Why? What's the problem here? Is there a problem here? What can we do better? People are going to be either, well, at first they're going to be either reserved or whiny. Okay, we'll drill down to get the best intel possible. Don't foster the whininess and try to get the reserve to open up. You need to know exactly what's broken, what is not working as well as it should, as well as we want it to. Find out where unintended consequences are killing you. You think companies intentionally are making their agent ask for your phone number twice in a conversation? No. No, they're just not paying attention. And somebody made it necessary, a necessary field, in order to proceed without realizing, oh, we've already asked that question. They've already answered it. Stop being stupid. Aim next at what's working the very best. Now, this is counterintuitive because here's what people want to do. They want to attack. They want to attack things in order from worst to next to worst. I get it. Makes sense. Don't do that. Tackle everything that's bad and broken. And all that stuff in the middle, yeah, leave that for last. It's ordinary. It's average. It's not going to kill you for that to remain the way it is for a while. What's remarkable? What's remarkable? Look under the hood to find out, why is that working so stinking well? And then examine it to see, can we make it even better? Small incremental improvement in superior behaving stuff is, well, it'll move the needle way bigger than some quantum leap of something that's just average. I mean, a 25% improvement in something that's average is still probably really close to average. But man, a 1, 2, 3% improvement in something that's really doing spectacular? Yeah, go big or go home. Learning. It's all about the quest and what you're learning along the way. As you dive more deeply into those things that are working, a pattern is going to emerge. You're going to notice there are some things that you can likely deploy in other areas where things, well, they're not so spectacular. And by trying to improve those things that are already working very well, you will display a positive dissatisfaction with the status quo. You're going to begin to create a culture where everybody's going to question, hey, can we make this better? Yeah, that's when the ideas and that's when the creativity start to really pop, because people know how committed you are to the cause. It's also fun. It's big fun. It's big fun to test your skills of improving when you tackle something that's working really well, because it's harder to do. It's more challenging, and you do figure out a way to improve it. You show yourself and you show the organization everything can be made better. Mostly you show people that we can each be better. And boy, there's the quest for all of us individually and collectively as people, for us to improve and us to transform. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. See you tomorrow.